American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And welcome back, everyone, to Pickwell High School's Garbage Gymnasium. I'm Jeff Ray, along with Matt Zerker. Game two, tonight's Boys Division IV sectional tournament game, features the Botkins Trojans against the Newton Indians. Again, game one just concluded a moment ago. In case you missed it, Mississinewa Valley beat the Lehman Cavaliers 38-31. They'll play Fort Laramie Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Matt, tonight, these two teams coming into the second game, Botkins and Newton, kind of really on the opposite ends of the spectrum, so to speak. Botkins enters the tournament play tonight at 16-6, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. The Newton Indians, just the opposite, 6-16. They finished 3-9 in the cross county conference. And as far as play goes, what do you expect tonight to see from the Botkins Trojans? They kind of played a game that they didn't look so good here the other night against the Fort Laramie Redskins.
You were saying that they are opposite ends of the spectrum, but yet they met and played each other 7 weeks ago, and Newton gave them all they wanted before Botkins prevailed 58-46. So
yep.
The game was at Newton. It's hard to get up for a game when you travel a good 45 miles on the bus from Botkins to Pleasant Hill.
Yeah.
And that might have carried over into the game a little bit. But again, Botkins pulled away in the second half to win by 12.
And when I say opposite ends of the spectrum, I mean that as far as written down on paper. But you and I talked about this earlier. There's a reason why they play these games. You can't go by records. You throw them out the window. At tournament time, everybody is 0-0.
But one thing that Botkins will have tonight is, obviously, Botkins and the rest of the Shelby County Athletic League teams are regulars here at the Pequa Sectional. Newton is a newcomer this year to the sectional. They haven't played here in Pequa since they lost to Fort Laramie 79-46 on February 25th, 2006. So it's been 14 years since Newton has played in this gym.
That says a lot right there.
And the reason for that, two schools moved up from Division 4 to Division 3 this year in Mechanicsburg and Triad. Triad was Anna's opponent last night in the D3 section of Vandalia Butler. Two schools in turn moved down from Division 3 to Division 4 in Troy Christian and Twin Valley South. Obviously, Twin Valley South has got to be in the Troy sectional because of being in Preble County. So that means, but since two teams left this sectional, that means two teams had to come, you know, kind of bouncing out again. One was Troy Christian, and the other one is
the New Indians.
Yeah. We'll take a look at tonight's starting lineup here for the Bodkins Trojans. Denton Holman, a 6'4 junior. Zane Paul comes in, a 5'10 senior. Jaden Pretty at 12.8 points a game for the Trojans, a 5'10 junior. Carter Plyman, a freshman at 6'3". And Jacob Plyman, averaging 12.5 a game, a 6'5 sophomore. For the Newton Indians, Ross Farrell, Andrew Whitaker, Clayson Worley, Mitchell Montgomery, and Harold Oburn are the starting five to round out the starters for the Newton Indians. Bodkins in the road black, trim with gold, gold lettering. Newton in the home white with red letters, red numerals, and the tip is controlled by the Trojans, and we're underway here in game number two. Bodkins with the basketball on the opening possession. And Matt, I believe we'll see a little quicker pace in definitely this game than what we did the last game. Last game finishing up 38-31. But here's a nice pass inside, reverse layup by the Trojans. It's Tyler Free. I believe that was Free, or was it not Free? I may have mistaken.
It was probably Jacob Plyman.
Plyman, I'm sorry. Plyman with the reverse, no good, but the ball knocked out of bounds, and Bodkins will retain possession. Trojans with the basketball. This is Plyman. Plyman gets it back out top to Zane Paul. Zone defense being employed here by the Indians. A 2-3 or 2-1-2 zone here to start things off. 2-1-2.
Yeah, Bodkins will start two Plymans here tonight. Carter has been playing or starting here the last part of the year, and then Jacob's been in there all season.
Here's a pass inside intended for Jaden Pretty, but it was knocked away. Nice defensive play that time by Mitchell Montgomery of the Indians. Out of bounds ball still with Bodkins. We played 40 seconds, 50 seconds in this game, and Bodkins was the only one with the basketball so far. Plyman with a three. And the Bodkins Trojans with the lead at 3-0. Newton with the basketball, being hounded by the Trojans. They come out in a man-to-man. Newton with the basketball. Left side, Ross Farrell. Farrell gets it out top to Worley. Back to Farrell on the left side. Picks up a nice block on the inside from Oburn. Oburn gets it back out to Montgomery. Newton looking for the open man. Finally finds Oburn down inside. Turnaround shot up. No foul, though, against the Trojans. As Oburn tried to take it strong to the hole, and he was fouled on the play by Denton Holman of the Trojans. Oburn will go to the line to shoot two.
On Carter Plyman.
I'm sorry, they called it on Plyman. Oburn shooting two. Oburn comes into the game, averaging 5.2 points a game for the Indians, and he misses the first one. 6:34 to play, first quarter, 3-0 Bodkins. Winner of this game will get the Riverside Pirates Tuesday night at 7:30. Oburn, shot number two for the Indians. It's up, and it bounces around and falls through. 3-1 our score, Bodkins with the lead. Trojans quickly up the floor the other way. Zane Paul, point guard, brings it up. He's got it at the top of the key now between the circles. Gets it off left side to a teammate. Shot up, no. And down with the rebound comes the Newton Indians. Shot was taken up by Carter Plyman. It hit rim, backboard, it came off. Newton with the basketball. And here's a nice running shot up on the right side from about 10 foot. It's off the rim, no. Rebound Trojans. Back the other way we go. Bodkins in a hurry, looking for a man down the floor. This is Plyman. Plyman gets it over to Zane Paul. Paul tries to go inside. It's knocked away. Trojans get it. Retain possession. Inside with the basketball. Paul, what's the shot? He's got it. Zane Paul for two. Bodkins leads 5-1. 5:50 to play, opening quarter. This is Whitaker down the floor for the Newton Indians, and a reach-in foul called against Bodkins. That's going to be Purdy. That's to be his first, team's first.
Purdy did a nice job of saving the ball leading up to that Paul jumper, but he was just a little too aggressive here on defense.
Worley will throw it inbounds for the Indians. He's looking, 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 finally finds Oburn. Oburn back to Worley. Worley out top now to a teammate. Knocked away, nearly stolen away by Plyman. Plyman playing close against him. Finally gets called overguarding foul against Plyman for the Trojans. Carter Plyman with his first, second, his second, I'm sorry. And, you know, Plyman, he came out here, Matt. He's pumped up. You can see he's really got the juices flowing, but that time he got a little over-aggressive.
And that's that freshman showing.
Yep, good point.
and Tyler Free into the Bakken's lap, they don't lose a step with Tyler out there.
No. That's an important point you make right there. Newton Indians with the basketball. This is Oberon. Oberon looking for a teammate. Can't find one. He drives himself. Right-handed runner. Dashes through the lane and scores. Harold Oberon. 5-3. Newton within two. Bakken's back the other way. With the ball, Zane Paul. Paul to Kleiman. Back to Paul between the circles. Right side it goes. Here's a long three ball from Jaden Pretty. No good. Ball batted around, batted around. Newton comes up with it. Here come the Indians the other way. Across the timeline it goes. Andrew Whitaker gets it to Oberon. Oberon looks for a teammate. Turnaround jumper up off the back of the rim. No good. Down with the rebound is the big man, Jacob Kleiman. That 6'5" for the Trojans. Back the other way comes Bakken's. Trojans lead 5-3, 4:35 to play opening quarter. With the basketball out top, Jaden Pretty. Pretty, a first team all Shelby County League and District 9 coach's first team. Bakken's has some players. And they like to make it happen. Oh, a nice reverse layup inside. No good. Oh, but a tip in. A beautiful offensive tip in by Denton Holman. Denton Holman, Johnny on the spot. He volleyballed it in, Matt. 7-3. Bakken's by 4, 4:09 to play opening quarter. Newton having trouble inside. They get it inside to Oberon, but Oberon is quickly double and now triple team. Gets it back out. Finally, loose ball on the deck is the Bakken's Trojans. And that was a nice play by Jaden Pretty. Tried to come up with a loose ball. Couldn't quite catch it before it got out of bounds. Newton will retain possession. Pretty will take a break for Bakken's.
Jaden Wendell into the Trojan lineup. And
Wendell comes in for Pretty. Newton having trouble getting it inbound. Finally finds a cutter to the hole. No good, but there's Johnny on the spot. Dylan Top, I should say. And boy, what a nice play by the Indians there on the missed shot. 7-5. Bakken's by 2. 3:45 to play, first quarter. With the basketball out top now for the Trojans. It's Tyler Free. Free to Zane Paul. Paul back to Wendell. Wendell for three. Yes, he got it. Nice ball movement. Quick ball movement by the Trojans. Wendell found the open look, and he nailed the three. 10-5, Bakken's, 3:25 to play. Newton back the other way. Here's a fake three, left side. Now a step back three off the front of the rim. No good for the Indians. Nice rebound inside. Turnaround layup. No, knocked away by Bakken. Steal by the Trojans. They denied the basket. Here come the Bakken's Trojans the other way. Here's a long three ball. Zane Paul counted.
You said something about pace?
Yeah, pace. Timeout on the floor by Newton. 3:02 left to play here in the first. Bakken's 13, Newton 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Well, Matt, the Bakken's Trojans coming out, moving the ball around the perimeter really, really nice, looking for that open shot. And right now they seem to be just maybe a half a step ahead of Newton as far as pace goes.
And that's led to five or three threes here in the first
three threes, and that's the key. Bakken's leads 13-5 with three threes. Here comes Newton the other way after the timeout. Inside play. Oh, nice play inside. Ball dips to Mitchell Montgomery. He powers up against two defenders and scores. 13-7. Bakken's by 6. 2:40 to play. Trojans now with the basketball. Zane Paul with it. Out top. Inside it goes to Plyman. Jacob Plyman trying to find some help. Back out it goes to Tyler Free. Long three ball off the perimeter by Jaden Wendell. No good. Rebound on the long rebound by Newton. 2:20 to play opening quarter, 13-7. Bakken's leads by 6. Newton with the basketball. Here's a nice running play. No good off the backboard, but an offensive rebound by Newton is brought down and corralled by Mitchell Montgomery. Montgomery hands it off to Hudson Montgomery. Two Montgomerys and two Plymans. Newton with a three ball. Here it is from the left side. It's off the rim. No good from Hudson Montgomery. Botkins down with the rebound, and here come the Trojans the other way. Zane Paul holds up, gives it to a teammate, Tyler Free. Free, skip pass, cross court, three ball, no good. The bottom was Jaden Wendell. He was wide open, but just missed the mark. Minute 39 to go, opening quarter. Newton with the basketball, trailing the Trojans 13-7. Botkins has played the man-to-man the entire quarter. Here's a three ball launched up by Kelsey Worley. No good. Gets his own rebound. This is to a teammate, Michael Montgomery. No good, but a foul. Botkins called for the foul in the act of shooting. No, it's going to be on the floor.
Yeah, just a block on the play.
Jaden Pretty back into the lineup for the Trojans. Newton trying to get the ball in bounds, has trouble. Finally finds an open teammate. Then, no, there's a whistle. And we've got a foul on the Trojans. That's going to go against Jaden Wendell.
Four already for Botkins.
Four team fouls for Botkins, none for Newton. Sean Powell in his second year as the head mentor at the Botkins, of the Botkins Trojans, I should say. Newton with the basketball. Harold Oberon in the far left corner. Gets it to Whitaker. Whitaker back to Worley and whistle, and we've got an offensive foul. I believe it's a moving screen. First player control foul on the Indians. That's their first. Foul was called on Harold Oberon, his first, team's first. 1:15 to play, opening quarter. Botkins leading 13-7 with the basketball. Zane Paul across the court, takes his time. Botkins, John Powell calls out the play. We'll see what Botkins does here with a six-point lead and a minute to go in the quarter. Will they take their time? It looks like they're going to wait and find an open man before taking a shot. Oh, here's a dangerous skip pass, and it's stolen away by the Indians. Stolen on the play by Clayson Worley. Worley going the other way, and an offensive foul on.
No, he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, he stepped out of bounds. Turnover against the Newton Indians. Had an opportunity to cut it to four, maybe even three on that possession.
But when you're not used to playing on this floor, sometimes the lines...
And you made that point earlier about how many years it's been since Newton's played at this tournament here in Pittsburgh. Okay, Botkins. Sean Powell calls out one shot. So we'll see if that's the way it goes. 40 seconds to go. Botkins with the ball, leading by six at 13-7 here in quarter number one. This is Wendell to Plyman. Plyman to Paul. Paul back to Wendell. Botkins being patient. 27, 26. Letting the time go down. Now they spread the floor. Four corners. Playing pass between the circles is Wendell and Paul. Paul with it right now. 16, 15. I'm guessing here maybe under 10. Botkins will start to run a play. Here it goes back to Pretty. Pretty now drives between two defenders and draws a reach-in foul against Newton, and I guess that's against Clayson Worley. Clayson Worley picks up his first, team second. So Botkins still has the ball, 7 seconds to go. And we'll see what...
But probably a good foul for the Indians because it makes Botkins reset here with 7 seconds.
Yep. We'll see what Sean Powell calls here with the ball. Pretty drives, left-handed layup, up around the rim and in. With 2 seconds, here's a bomb down the... from all the way down to the other end of the floor. No good, and we played one quarter here in game number two at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Botkins 15, Newton 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Brookins in Fort Laramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday night features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Their banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu open until 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Like them on Facebook at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Newton with the start of the second quarter and a bucket off of a nice play in the perimeter, and they get within 6 of Bakken's, 15-9. Bakken's with the basketball. Start of the second quarter. Trojans look for the open man, can't find him. Wendell gets it to Pretty. Pretty around the horn it goes. Back to Wendell. Wendell for three off the rim. No, but a nice offensive rebound coming off of the long rebound with Jacob Plyman. Plyman gets it inside to Holman. Holman with a left-handed half-hook shot off the rim. No, and Newton with the rebound. Indians trail the Trojans by 6, 15-9. Bakken's with the steal, and that is Tyler Free with a nice pick of the pocket right there. Free gets it back to Wendell. Wendell, Pretty. Back it goes to Pretty, and he nails a three. Jaden Pretty, and that was good ball movement inside the perimeter, back out, back in, and back out. By then, the defense had pulled off Pretty, and he had the open three.
4-3-pointer for the Trojans here in the first half.
And that's a big difference. 18-9, Bakken's lead, and they have 4 3-pointers. Newton with the basketball. Left side it goes. It's Ethan Cook with a shot, and it's good. A little 12-footer. Left side of the key.
Went out the rim, kissed off the back square, and
yep,
ran in.
Just like he practiced it. Wendell with the basketball for the Trojans between the circles. 6:15 to play, second quarter. Bakken's taking their time, working the ball around. Good ball movement by Bakken so far in this game, Matt.
Yeah, definitely. That has set up those 4 3-pointers.
Exactly. It goes inside and now quickly back out with the basketball. Plyman gets it to a teammate, Jaden Wendell, and that's another three. 5 threes in the game now for the Trojans. Newton with the basketball. Spin move inside. It's Worley. No, and he traveled.
Changed his pivot foot.
Turnover. Newton gives the ball back to the Trojans. And Matt, 10-point lead right now for Bakken's. And I think if you're Newton, you don't want to let it get any further out of hand than this right here, because Bakken's is one of them teams that could start quickly pulling away.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a running game with Bakken's.
No, not at all. And if you're down by 10, that forces you to have to start to do just that. With the basketball, Zane Paul. Paul with a handoff to Pretty. Pretty gets it to the top of the key to Tyler Free. Free back to Pretty. And here's an errant pass. Pretty was looking for Jaden Wendell in the right corner, and he just threw it about 3 feet away from him, and he didn't have a chance.
Yeah, because Wendell looked like he was setting up for another three attempt, and it was just a little wide.
Yep. So a turnover for Bakken's gives Newton the ball back with 5:25 to play in the second, trailing Bakken's by 10, 21-11. With the basketball is Ross Farrell, averaging 6 a game. He's a 6'1 junior into the lineup now for the Newton Indians. Here's a shot from the top of the key by Whitaker, no good. Rebound Bakken's. Here come the Trojans. They're looking to run, but it looked like that Pretty was wide open, but Zane Paul didn't see him in time. Paul with the ball, top of the key. Left side it goes to Wendell. Wendell to Paul. 3-ball off the rim, no. Rebound, Holman. Holman looks to go back up. No, fake. Finally kicks it back out top. Good, smart move there. Didn't have the shot. Left baseline drive. Gets cut off quickly. Back out top it goes. This is Paul. Paul with it to a teammate, and that is Pretty with a 3-ball. It rims no good. Bakken's with the rebound. Holman in the lane. Up. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound Newton. Boy, and did the Indians ever dodge a bullet there.
Those were some nice shots. They just didn't go in.
Kelsey Worley on the drive. He goes against Pretty. Up. No good. Offensive rebound and knocked down to the floor hard was the Newton Indians player Mitchell Montgomery. Fouls on Holman for Bakken's, and that's going to be his first. Mitchell Montgomery will go to the line, and he'll shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Team foul number five for the Bakken's Trojans. Montgomery up with a free throw. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And Matt, here's another point I like to make. Being down 10, you really got to take advantage of the free ones when you get them.
Exactly. Especially when your offense so far, other than this one baseline jumper by Cook, has mostly been inside putbacks.
Yeah. Montgomery with the second free throw, and he's got this one. 21-12, our score. Botkins leads Newton by 9. 4:20 to play, opening half. With the basketball for the Botkins Trojans is Zane Paul. Paul finally steps back, takes a three, rings it good. Another three for the Trojans. How many is that, Matt? Six?
That's six now.
Six threes in the game now for the Trojans. Newton with the basketball. Harold Oberon shot up off the side of the backboard. No, Newton gets it back. Drive. Dash it down the lane is Whitaker. Tries to go around a defender. Weak shot up, no good. Botkins with the rebound. Down on the right post it is. Oh, and a nice block on the play by Newton as Jacob Plyman did it at 6 foot five, took it right on the right post. Little turnaround. Newton right there with a good defensive play, knocked it out of bounds. 24-12 our score. Botkins by an even dozen. Zane Paul with the basketball. Gets it back to Pretty. Pretty nowhere to go. And then finally it's taken away, stolen underneath. On the play by Mitchell Montgomery. 3:30 to play. First half. 24-12. Botkins by 12. With the basketball is Whitaker. Whitaker. Oh, a nice drive. Inside. Pass to Oberon. Oberon, no. Rebound, Pretty. Pretty gets it to Botkins. And here come the Trojans in a hurry. It's Plyman. Carter Plyman. Gets it off to Paul. Paul with a shot. Up. God, no. Off the front of the rim. I'm sorry. Looked from here like he had it. I started to call that.
Yeah,
one.
it looked good.
Worley with the basketball to Farrell. Farrell gets hemmed in the right, in the left corner. Gets it back to Whitaker. Whitaker with nowhere to go. Finally now gets it off to a teammate who's able to get it back to Whitaker, who brings it out between the circles and resets the offense. Whitaker cut off nicely that time by Wendels. He started to drive the left elbow. Inside it goes to Oberon. Oberon, nowhere to go. Good defense by the Trojans here. Whitaker. Off to a teammate, it goes to Mitchell Montgomery from about 8 foot on the left baseline, and he's got it. 2:30 to play, second quarter, 24-14, Botkins by 10, and with the basketball. Here's Pretty, long three, off the rim, no good. Batted back out front, Botkins retains possession on another offensive rebound. Zane Paul, nowhere to go. He's looking, finally gets it off to a teammate, gets it to Carter Plyman. Plyman to Pretty. It Pretty resets the offense and calls the play that Coach Powell screams out from the bench. Oh, and here's a pass that Pretty can't handle, but he makes a nice save to a teammate. Kick out to the sophomore Wendell, and he misses it off the front of the rim. No good. Newton with the rebound. 1:50 to play, opening half. 24-14, Botkins by 10. This is Clayson Worley. Worley with nowhere to go, and I believe we got a timeout by Newton. 1:42 to play here in the second from Pickwa's Garbage Gym. You're listening to boys' tournament basketball action. Trojans 24, Newton Indians 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Gym. I'm Jeff Ray, along with Matt Zerker. The Botkins Trojans up by 10 over the Newton Indians, 24-14 with 1:40 to play in the first half here in game number two. Indians with the basketball out of the timeout. Oh, and here's a dish pass underneath to Montgomery, who wasn't ready for it. Now he goes up for the shot, and it's blocked on the play by Jacob Plyman. Not a very good look at all for Newton coming out of the timeout where they called a play, Matt.
Right. Especially down 10. They've got to get something going to stay in this game.
Watkins with the basketball, right corner. Inside it goes to Jacob Plyman. Plyman gets it back out to Holman. Holman to Paul. Paul's got it between the circles. Down to a minute 5 to play here in the half. Watkins up 10, 24-14.
And while Coach Powell is probably happy with the 6 3-pointers, if you take away those 6, then you only have 6 the rest of the scoring. Yeah, I think he might be disappointed.
It's a really close game right here if they take those 6 3-pointers away.
Yeah.
Watkins now down 45 seconds, still working the ball around the perimeter, being very, very patient this time on offense. Watkins, we've seen them in a hurry all night long, but they're working the clock on this one. 10-point lead, why not? Zane Paul holds the ball between the circles, puts the ball on his hip now, and just waits on his coach to call a play. Now Coach Powell's wanting to call a timeout, and he will. He'll get one with 19 seconds left here in the first half. Watkins 24, Newton 14. It's a full, they call a full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Jeff Bray, Matt Zerker with you on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sports on your phone. Watkins with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Working for a last play that was called by Coach Powell in the huddle. 8 seconds down to 7, down to 6. It's Paul. Paul to Pretty. 3. 2. This is it off and tried to get it to Jamison Meyer, who's in the lineup, but it was a bad pass, but for Watkins it was knocked away by Newton. So the Trojans will get one shot here with 1.3 seconds to go on an out-of-bounds play to the right of their own basket. Pretty will throw it in. He finds a teammate. He gets it in, and it's Jamison with him up. Got it! Jamison Meyer! With the long 3-ball, it hit the side of the rim. It went up in the air. It hit the backboard and then dropped right straight down through. Jamison Meyer for Botkins with a 3 at the buzzer, coming off an out-of-bounds play that was with 1.3 seconds to go. Botkins extends their lead to 13 at the half, 27 to 14. We'll be back with a look at your halftime stats and more right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Change it real fast.
And we're back here at the half here at Garbage Gymnasium at Pequa with the Botkins Church and Celine, the Newton Indians, by the score of 27 to 14. Newton scoring 7 points in each of the first two quarters. Mitchell Montgomery leading the way with 7 points. Harold Oberon with 5 points. And Ethan Cook with two for the Indians scoring. For the Bakken's Trojans, Zane Paul with 8 points, including 2 3-pointers. Jane Wendell with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Jane Pretty, 5 points, 1 3-pointer. Carter Plyman with a 3-pointer. Jamison Meyer with that 3-pointer heading into halftime. And Denton Homan with a tip-in for 2 points for their 27 total points. Again, Bakken's with 7 3-pointers in the first half. They scored 12 points in the second quarter on 4 threes.
12 points in the second quarter on 4 threes. You take away all those threes and it's 14-6.
Right. Bakken's didn't go to the line at all in the first half, and Newton was just 2 of 4.
So there you have it. There's your difference. Bakken's, first of all, playing at the pace they want, whether they want to play at a quick pace or a slow pace. Either way, they're working, they're controlling how the pace of the game goes.
Definitely.
Another thing is they're hitting their threes. They're being patient. They're taking their shots. When they are patient, they're taking a good patient shot. And when they're moving the ball, they're staying ahead of the defense. So either way, whatever they decide to go is working for them in the first half.
Yeah, I think, though, when they're here in the second half, I think they're going to try to work it a little bit more inside, get Jacob Plyman a little more involved in the offense. But 7 threes is a nice way to build a lead here in the first half.
You remember Coach Brett Meyer, used to coach for the Bakken's Trojans. That was his son, Jamison Meyer, that nailed that three right at the buzzer. And it brought the Bakken's crowd behind us to their feet. And it was an exciting way to finish the first half. Trojans with the lead at 27-14.
And Jamison is an excellent golfer, too. He was one of the golfers that led Bakken's to the state tournament this past year, along with Fort Laramie.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Our halftime is presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney High School, Layman Catholic, Fort Laramie, Anna, Houston Fairlawn Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bakken's, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. The certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site service for student athletes. Again, our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We'd also like to thank LaCal Equipment, as LaCal Equipment presents our Student Athlete Spotlight. Our Student Athlete Spotlight here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast, which was 14 years ago. Jack Kramer and I could not have started scoresbroadcast.com back then without the help of LaCal Equipment. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center, Ohio from in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight's seniors who are recognized by LaCal Equipment, the founding sponsor at scoresbroadcast.com, for the Botkins Trojans include Elliot Gubeau, which is the only senior for the Botkins Trojans. They're such a young team. And for the Newton Indians, they have three seniors on their team, Clayson Worley, Ethan Cook, and Patrick Hughes. So salute to all the seniors from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding partner with scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Jeff Ray with Matt Zerker back at Pickwell High School. 27-14, our halftime score. Botkins leading Newton here in game two. Game one tonight featured the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Mississinewa came away victorious 38-31. They'll play Fort Laramie Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Riverside awaits the winner of this one tonight, which Botkins leads by 13 at the half. Matt, I want to talk just a second with you about Coach Powell. I'm really impressed with him. He took over the Botkins team in 2018-2019 season is what I meant to say. And he was a great athlete himself. Scored over 1,000 career points at Shawnee High School in Lima. Played college at Wabash Valley Community College and Henry Ford Community College. And then he worked as a volunteer coach at Shawnee. Spent a year there as a varsity assistant. And then was a JV coach at Lima Perry the last 4 years. And then took over the Botkins reign. And he's doing a great job with these guys. Botkins actually looking for to turn around a program that hadn't won more than 9 games since the 2012-2013 season. And he's done that with them this year by plenty.
And definitely. And like you said, it's a roster that has just one senior. And right now, the only senior on the roster, Elliot Gubeau, is out with a hand injury and probably won't play the rest of the season. So the future is definitely looking bright, and they have a good young JV team led by Jameson Meyer, who had that three just before the half.
Yep.
And they're an up-and-coming program. They've kind of toughened up the schedule here the last year or so. This year they played Newton for the sixth time, but the series will come to an end after this year, and they're going to start playing Fort Recovery next season.
Okay, go into the MAC.
And they just started playing Marion this year. They're definitely toughening up. They play Lima Bath, they play Perry, and all those other teams.
They're going to toughen up the schedule, that's
yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
Well, you talked about the young Botkins Trojans. You got Jaden Brady, who was a first-team All-Shelby County League. Jacob Plyman was a second-team All-Shelby County League. And Zane Paul, honorable mention. Some good athletes. Back to action here in the second half. Botkins with the basketball to begin play. Here's a shot from point-blank range by Denton Holman. It's off no good, and Newton with the rebound. Botkins leads 27-14 as we begin play here in quarter number three. Oh, here's a nice drive by Ross Farrell, but he comes up short. And here's Botkins with the rebound. Down to the play is Carter Plyman. He heads to the hole, and that's going to be called a charge. Coach Powell's questioning the officials. How is that a charge?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. He never really even had control of the ball.
Yeah, he didn't have the ball. And as a matter of fact, I think the reason he didn't have control of the ball is because his wrist got hacked.
Right.
Either way, offensive foul called on the Trojans, and that's going to be foul number three against Carter Plyman, which I'm sure even more so, that is another reason why Coach Powell was not happy. Here's a near steal between center circles by Botkins, but it's recovered quickly by the Newton Indians. Ball kicked out of bounds, and that was just Ross Farrell just lost control, tried to get it back, and when he did, he knocked his own ball out of bounds. Off his own leg. We played 54 seconds here in quarter number three. 27-14 our score. Botkins by 13. No score yet here in the second half. Walking the ball up the floor, for the Trojans is Zane Paul. Paul to Pretty, back to Paul. He thought about a long three, changed his mind quickly, got it inside to Jacob Plyman, who missed off the glass, no good. Newton with the rebound. Here come the Indians the other way, picking up the pace a little bit. Right side, Montgomery. Smith. Smith gets it inside to Montgomery. Back out top it goes to Clayson Worley. Worley's quickly covered up. Basketball goes back to Whitaker. Newton looking for a shot. Finally, nice play on a nice running jumper by Whitaker. 27-16, Botkins by 11. Here come the Trojans. Paul gets it to Free. Free, a three shot, no good, but a long rebound off the rim, out of bounds, and the ball go back to the Newton Indians. So right now, Matt, Newton scores and then gets a stop and gets the ball back, and that's the kind of play they need on a few possessions here to start this second half to get back in this game.
There's still time, and as we say that.
Yep, a beautiful dish inside to Mitchell Montgomery, and he's able to put it in. 27-18. Newton now back within nine. Botkins looking for something underneath. Ball goes off the hands of Jacob Plyman. Another turnover for the Trojans. And it looks just to me like, Matt, Botkins come out just a little rusty out of the locker room to start the second half.
Looks like they're a little lost on the offense, and
yep,
the three opportunities aren't there yet.
Plyman takes a seat, and he'll get a respite. 5:40 to play, third quarter, 27-18. Botkins by nine. Newton with the basketball following the second Botkins turnover in a row. And now on a drive on the left baseline by Worley, a blocking foul is called on the Trojans. That's going to go against Tyler Free. And that's his first. Newton with an inbound play, top of the key. And now between the circles it goes. Right side to Quentin Smith. Smith gets it back to Oberon. Oberon to Worley. Worley left side, it goes to Whitaker. Running jumper, no good, but an offensive board and a foul on the play by Botkins. Has a good offensive rebound by Mitchell Montgomery, but he was pulled to the ground by Pretty.
Three fouls now on the Trojans, none for Newton.
Three pretty quick fouls against Botkins here to start the second half, along with a couple of bad turnovers. Newton with the basketball, right side, 5:15 to play in the third. Oh, here's a spin move, turnaround jumper. No, that wasn't a very good look, Matt.
No. You need to get a better shot than that. You've got the momentum on your side.
Zane Paul with the basketball coming down the floor, and there's a reach-in foul against Newton, and that'll be their first foul of the half. Botkins will inbound from the side court, 5:07 to play in the third, 27-18. Botkins leads by nine. Coach Powell calls out a play. Botkins with the basketball. Zane Paul with the ball. Gets it over to Tyler Free. Free looks for a teammate. Now gets it to Pretty. Pretty between the circles, looking left side. He gets it to Free. Free gets cut off quickly. Pretty to Paul. Paul with it now, trying to look inside. Nothing there. Gets it to Holman. Holman back to Wendell. And now back to Holman. Back to Paul. From three, Zane Paul. Again, just like we talked in the first half, that good ball movement. Got it around the perimeter until finally Paul was open for the three.
That
and he
was
did
such
what
a dead-on shot. The net hardly moved.
Net barely moved. Oh, and here's a nice drive right side by Quentin Smith. He leaves it short, but body up on a foul, a body foul by Botkins. Denton Holman, his second. Be a two-shot foul for Quentin Smith. Quentin Smith averaging 2 points a game. He's a six-foot sophomore. First free throws up and got it. Into the lineup more for Newton, Ethan Cook. Cook will replace Mitchell Montgomery. Second free throw coming for Quentin Smith. 4:22 to play, third quarter, 30-19. Botkins And Smith hits the second and draws Newton within 10, 30 to 24, 20 to play, third quarter. Paul with the basketball for the Trojans. Coach Powell calls out a play. Bakken sets it up. Jaden Wendell with the ball to Paul. Paul, oh, a nice no-look pass. Inside, up, no good. Wow, what a nice pass inside to Tyler Free, but Free just a little too strong on the layup. Back the other way we go. Ethan Cook with 2 points for the Newton Indians. And all of a sudden, Newton back to within 8 points. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Bakken's basketball leading by eight. Zane Paul with the basketball. Gets it to Pretty. Gets it to Wendell. Oh, an inside look now as Paul tried to bounce pass it inside to Tyler Free, and it's knocked away by Newton. Good defense by the Indians.
Yeah, Oberne almost came up with the steal on him.
Almost did. Jacob Plyman, the 6'5 sophomore, returns to the floor for Bakken's. This is Paul. Paul to Pretty. Pretty tries a pass inside to Plyman, and it's taken away. Not a very good look. Newton with the basketball. 3:30 to go. Third quarter. 30-22. Bakken's leads by eight. Oh, and just lost the handle of it, and all of a sudden, Paul picks it up. Here comes Bakken's the other way. In the left corner to Pretty. Right side it goes now to Jaden Wendell to Paul. He's looking inside. Nothing there. Pretty with the basketball. Head fake. Back to Paul. Inside it goes to Tyler Free. Free back to Pretty from three. Your left corner. Off the rim. No good. Newton rebound. 3 minutes even to play. Third quarter. 30-22. Bakken's by eight. Newton with the basketball. This is Quentin Smith. Drive underneath, and that's a charge. What a good job of setting up underneath by Tyler Paul, or by Zane Paul, I should say. Foul goes against Quentin Smith. His first, team's second. 2:55 to play in the third.
Bakken's could really use a basket on this
match. Yeah, they've been dry. And it could the whole momentum of the game could start to change on a possession like this right here. Between the legs dribble, it's Paul. Gives it to Pretty, back to Paul. Now Coach Powell wants to call a timeout and talk about it. 2:38 left to play in the third. Bakken's 30, Newton 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Jeff Ray with Matt Zerker on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sitting in for Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee, who will be back on Monday with your tournament action on Monday. We'll have tournament action for you again tomorrow night right here from Pickles Garbage Gym, beginning at 3:45 webcast time to start things off. Bakken's with the basketball following the timeout. Here's a long three by Paul off the rim. No good. Rebound, though, down to the Trojans. Here's Plyman on the spin move inside. Jacob Plyman, 4-2. What a nice play by Jacob Plyman there. And as you said, Matt, that was a much-needed basket for Bakken's. Newton with the basketball. This is Smith. He tries to drive the right baseline, and he's held on the wrist by a Trojan. I think that's going to go against Pretty. Nope, I'm sorry. It's going to go Tyler Free. His second, and that's going to be the team's fifth. Mitchell Montgomery comes in for Newton and Plyman. I should say Carter Plyman. I have to remember two Plymans out there. Comes in for the Trojans. Newton basketball, 2:08 to play in the third, trailing Bakken's by 10. This is Andrew Whitaker. Top of the key, it goes to Wehrle. He's looking, finds nothing, gets it back to Whitaker, and now to Quentin Smith. Smith to a teammate, Mitchell Montgomery. Turn around, and really nobody there in his face. That was an easy five-footer. 32-24, Bakken's by 8, 1:48 to go in the third. Tyler Free playing pass with Zane Paul. Paul now between the circles, gets it over to Wendell. Wendell looks, nothing, gets it back to Paul. Paul gets it back to Free, who hits a three. It rattled around, popped up, and then fell back through. Tyler Free with another three-pointer for Butkins.
That's nine now for the game.
Nine threes now for the Trojans in this game. Minute 27 to play. Ball knocked out of bounds at the opposite end of the floor. Newton will throw it in. Having trouble getting it in, but then finally does find Mitchell Montgomery and is able to get it into him. Whitaker with the basketball. Hands it off on the play to Worley. Worley to Mitchell. Mitchell back to Quentin Smith. He looks inside, nothing there. Botkins with a sticky man-to-man defense. Oh, and here's a nice screen set up for Andrew Whitaker, who is wide open and right at the top of the key.
And just when you think Botkins is going to start pulling away, here comes Newton.
35-27, Botkins by eight. We're under a minute now to play here in the third. Botkins with the basketball. And it looks like Coach Powell's going to spread them out, going to spread the court. Maybe he'll go for a last shot. I think, though, it's one of these deals. If they see something open, they'll go for it. We play. Quentin Smith with it now. Smith gets it back to Amos Maxwell, who's into the game for, I'm sorry, Jaden Wendell, who's into the game for Botkins. Here's a nice little layup by Tyler Free, and they found him open, and that was a good assist that time. Found the open man, and he finished it. 17, 16, 15, Botkins lead by 10. Newton ball, inside pass, turnaround jumper, up, no. Botkins with the rebound, but it's taken away. Here's a long three ball with seven to go, and he hit it. Andrew Whitaker for Newton draws the Indians within seven, two, one. Paul from three, top of the rim, no good, and that's the end of three quarters. We've played three here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym Boys Division IV sectional tournament action. Botkins 37, Newton 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Jeff Bray and Matt Zerker back with you from Pickwa High School as we start quarter number four of game number two. 37-30, Botkins leads, Newton inbounds, and quickly the ball is taken away by Botkins. And that was Pretty with the steal, and then he was fouled. Common foul, team foul number three for Newton. Botkins with the basketball, 7:50 to play and a 7-point lead. And what was the lead at halftime, Matt?
It was 27-14.
27-14, so Newton has outscored Botkins here in the second half.
16-10.
That was a good third quarter for the Indians. Botkins with the ball. It's Jacob Plyman. Out top it goes to Carter Plyman. Over to Free. Free looks inside. Now he drives. Kicks it out on the left side to a teammate. Nothing there. Back to Plyman. Jacob Plyman. Plyman to Pretty. Pretty drives, and he's grabbed on the arm just as he got to the right elbow. Common foul. Foul number four for Newton. Team fouls look like this. Four for Newton and five for Botkins. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, and all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic, neck, and back pain, bulging disc, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Laramie, phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. We return to action, and the Botkin Trojans with the basketball on a nice drive here by Free. And a foul on the play. Jaden Pretty gets the ball, and he draws the foul on Whitaker. Or Newton and Pretty will be at the line. And he's shooting two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Jaden Pretty. Rims, hits the backboard and falls through. 38-30, Botkins leads by 8, 6:52 to go in the ball game.
It's just the 6 point for Pretty. Newton's done a nice job tonight cutting down on his driving to the basket.
Second free throw by Pretty, also good. 39-30, Botkins now leads by 9.
And also, that was the first two foul shots of the game for Botkins.
Oh, wow. First two foul shots of the game by the Trojans, and Pretty put them both in. Botkins comes up with a nice steal. Coming back the other way for the Trojans. It's Carter Plyman. Oh, and he gets it off to Pretty, who goes up strong for it, but he's nailed and put up against the wall, fouled hard. He's going to shoot two. Whitaker again, and that's going to be his third, I believe.
Yes. Team six.
Team six. So from here on, after this point, Botkins in the bonus. It was not determined as a shooting foul, so Botkins will inbound. Basketball to Pretty. Pretty gets it to a teammate out top. It's Zane Paul, and he nails the three.
10 threes now for the Trojans.
10 threes in the game for the Trojans, and all of a sudden their lead's back to 12. 6:20 to play. Newton with the basketball. Kelson Worley with the basketball inside, and it's taken away by Botkins. Coming up the floor is Plyman. Carter Plyman, and he has it stolen. Newton coming back the other way. They have the numbers. It goes to Quinn Smith. He drives, and no, but a blocking foul called on Botkins, and it's going to go against Carter Plyman. Really, Matt, that could have went either way.
Oh, definitely. And that's four now on Carter.
Carter Plyman now with four personal fouls. Quinn Smith will go to the line for the Newton Indians, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging just 2 points a game. And that's exactly what he has right now. Make it threes. He makes the first free throw. Jaden Wendell will come back into the game for the Trojans, and he replaces Carter Plyman. 42-31. Newton trailing Botkins by 11. Quentin Smith, second free throw. Got it. The lead is 10. 42-32. Botkins. Here come the Trojans. Coming down quick. Ball's inside to Pretty. Pretty goes. He scores. He fouls. And one for Jaden Pretty. Quick play that time. They caught Newton napping, Matt. Threw it in. Two passes. Went to the hole. Drew the foul. Made the bucket.
And that's his game. He drives to the basket. Either shoots the layup or the short jumper.
3 points the old-fashioned way is good by Jaden Pretty. 45-32. Botkins now leads by 13.
And now he has 5 points in the quarter after going into the quarter with five.
There you go. Making them when they count. 5:55 to play in the ballgame. Botkins leads Newton by 13. Indians with the shot, no good. One and done. Long rebound comes down to the Trojans. Zane Paul, he zips up the court. Gets it to Pretty. Pretty inside Plyman. Plyman looks. Nearly taken away. Back to Pretty. Pretty with a shot. Good and foul!
And there's your short jumper.
Excellent ball movement by the Trojans. Pretty came back on the drive to the lane. The teammate found him. He got the shot. Got drilled right in the midsection. And he'll be at the line shooting the old-fashioned three-point play for the second time in the last 30 seconds. 47-32. Botkins pulling away now. Leads by 15. The free throw is good. 48-32. Botkins by 16. 5.5 to play in the ballgame. Oh, and here's a near steal by Botkins. And good hustle on the play that time.
Denton Holman.
By Holman. But the ball did go off of home and out of bounds. Newton will keep the basketball. That just goes to show you, Matt, the intensity that Botkins is playing with right now. That ball got thrown in bounds, and before Newton could turn around and head up the floor, a Botkins defender was right in his crawl, knocking the ball loose. Newton with the basketball. This is Worley. He gets it across the timeline. He's being guarded heavily. A near steal by Zane Paul. And now Pretty comes up with a loose ball. Stop and score! Pretty has come alive here in the fourth quarter, giving 15 points now in the game. Timeout, Newton.
We haven't even played 3 minutes in this quarter, and it went from a 7-point game to 18 just like
7
that.
To 18 in less than 3 minutes. 5:12 to play in the ballgame. Botkins lead is now 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Matt, Jaden Pretty came into the quarter with 5 points. He now has 15. He scored 10 here in the fourth quarter, and he's been the spark plug for the Trojans to extend this lead from 7 to 18 in less than 3 minutes.
He had a quiet three quarters, and then just all of a sudden, he just explodes.
Newton with the basketball, long three ball by Clayson Worley, and it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Coach Gavin Spittler is trying to plead with the officials that his arm got hit. Here's a pass inbounds to Jacob Plyman, and it's knocked out of bounds on the play by Newton's Mitchell Montgomery. Botkins with the basketball out of bounds. 5 minutes to go. Oh, here's a pass three quarters of the way down the court. Not advised. Picked off by Chandler Peters. Peters with the basketball between the circles. He's being guarded heavily by Wendell. He goes up against Wendell, and Wendell fouls him as he goes up with the left-handed layup. And Chandler Peters, the 5'5 sophomore, will shoot two. So far, Matt, in tonight's tournament game, we've seen a 5'3 player and a 5'5 player, and neither one of them is afraid to go in there and mix it up.
No, in that first game, he was just amazing, and that was the difference that for Mississauga.
Free throw is good by Peters, 50-33. The lead now 17 by Botkins. Second free throw, Peters is around and no. Botkins with the rebound, Pretty with it. He's double-teamed in the backcourt. He's got to get out of it. He does. But that's going to leave an open player somewhere. He comes down the floor, finds an open man. Here's Zane Paul, fakes the three, inside, now to Plyman. Plyman over to Jacob Plyman, it's off the rim, no. Rebound underneath, kicked out to Paul. Paul, back to Pretty. He had the open three, but he decided to pull it back out with 4:25 to play. Probably a good decision, although he did have a good look.
Yeah, up 17. No reason. Time off the clock.
No reason to take bad shots with a good lead. Paul, inside. It goes to Holman. Counted and a foul. Wow, what a pass by Zane Paul. What a finish by Holman. And he draws the foul. Just a good play all the way around right there.
Through the first three quarters, Botkins had 5 2-point baskets. That was their fourth here in not quite 4 minutes.
You can tell they had a slow start coming out of the gate in the second half. But this fourth quarter has been a totally different thing. Free throw's good, and Holman completes the three-point play. 53-33, Botkins now by 20. 4:09 to play in the ballgame. And this was a 7-point game going into this final quarter. Newton with the basketball, shot blocked, rebound back to Peters, turnaround jumper in the lane, he's got it. Chandler Peters, the sophomore, with two.
That was the first field goal of the quarter for the Indians.
Oh, and there's a steal at midcourt by Newton. Newton's Clayson Worley picks it off, and he's fouled by Carter Plyman. Team foul 9 and team foul 8, and Plyman is just fouled out of the game.
Carter just never got going tonight.
He didn't. Only finishes with three. Was it three? Or how
yes,
many points?
3 points.
3 points. And I'm sure if you talk to him, he'd be disappointed, but it's just one of those deals. That's why it takes a team effort. Sometimes when you have a bad night, your teammates are there to pick you up, and that's what happened tonight with him. Free throw, no good.
That's a freshman playing in his first tournament
game. Free throw, no good. Botkins with the rebound. Here's Zane Paul. Drives all the way down. Up, no. Rebound kicked around, and Peters comes down with it for Newton. Looking for a man. Nobody there. Takes it himself. Stops, pops in lane, front of the rim, no. Ball batted around and corralled on the play now by Jacob Plyman. Botkins with the basketball, up 18. And here's a foul just before midcourt against the Newton Indians. Worley with the foul. That's his third. And Pretty will go to the free throw line, and he's going to try to add to these 15 points. Jaden Pretty, who has been a spark plug in this fourth quarter, just is an understatement. First free throw by Pretty is good.
He'll get a second. 11th point of the quarter.
11th point of the quarter. Pretty looks for the second to try to put Botkins back up by 20, and he's got it. 55-35. Botkins by 20, 3:20 to play in the ball game. Newton has put together just 5 points in this fourth quarter. Newton with the basketball. Right corner goes to Farrell. Farrell gets it underneath to Worley. Worley with a turnaround spin move. It's too long, no good. Botkins with a rebound. Here's a pass. Down court. Jacob Plyman. Reverse. Got it. Pretty with the assist from half court. And right now, Matt, Botkins is doing anything they want.
It's just amazing. Through three quarters, they're in a struggle with Newton, and then next thing you know, it's a blowout.
Back the other way we go. Too strong. Rebound Botkins. 2:40 to play in the ballgame. And now Coach Powell steps out and tells his team, time to slow it down. 22-point lead, 57-35, 2:35 to play. Now here goes Pretty. He drives the lane, kicks it off to Holman. Nothing there. Paul has it. He loses the handle on it. Tries to get it back, and it's stolen away by Newton. Here come the Indians the other way in a hurry, down 22 points. The Indians with the three ball, no good, short off the rim, and we're going back the other way. I believe the foul is on Harold Obern. That'll be Obern's third. And we're in the bonus. So we walk back down to the other end of the court. Botkins will shoot two.
And after shooting no foul shots, three quarters, this will be numbers 8 and 9.
Isn't it amazing? It's like this game has been played in two parts. Three quarters and then the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
First free throw is good. That's Zane Paul at the line for the Trojans.
And while Botkins does have a three in this period, it's been totally different. They're not shooting the threes. They're going inside, drawing fouls, and converting that way.
Zane Paul hits the second. It's 59-35. Botkins now up by 24 with 2:15 to play. Newton with the basketball. Botkins still, Matt, playing a very close, strong man-to-man defense. The way they're playing defense against Newton right now, they're playing like this is a 4-point game instead of a 24-point game. They haven't let off the gas defensively.
No, not at all. And in a way, you can't blame them. They were so used to the game being so tight, then all of a sudden, it's gotten away from them.
Tyler Free does draw a foul, and going to the line will be Ross Farrell for Newton. 1-1. Free throw up, around the rim, off. No good. Botkins rebound. We're down to 2 minutes to play in this one. Botkins in the lead comfortably now, 59-35. This is Pretty up top. He's calling the plays. Dribble drive in the lane. Stop, pop, got it. Pretty with two more, giving 19 now in the game. He came into the fourth quarter with 5 points, and now he's got 19. Newton with the basketball. Stolen away. Zane Paul all the way the other way. Got it. Transition basket. Defensive steal by Zane Paul. 63-35.
You're not going to catch Zane Paul on that one.
No. Once Zane Paul gets loose,
he's one of the top soccer players in the area.
Yeah. His speed shows out there on the basketball court, too. No doubt about it. Montgomery with the ball. Back to Peterson. Long three. No. And on the rebound, we got a foul. Holding foul. And it's going to go against the Newton Indians. Fouls on Ross Farrell. We go back the other way. And here comes the bench. Coach Powell is going to empty the bench with a minute 10 to play and a 63-35 lead. Actually, both teams are going to bring in some subs. And the Botkins fans behind the stand in appreciation to the effort given by their team here tonight. Free throw is good by Tyler Free. 64-35 with a minute 10 to go. Botkins fans still standing and applauding their team's effort as the starters come off the floor. And the JVs go onto the floor. Second free throw by Tyler Free is good. And now he'll come out as well. Dylan Topp comes into the game for Botkins. Jack Dietz is in the game.
Botkins 11-11 at the line.
Wow.
This quarter.
Parker Geis at the line, I should say. In the game, Jack Dietz. Jamison Meyer is back in there. He made a big three at the end of the first half. Newton, 1 minute now to play in the ball game. Ball nearly stolen away by Botkins, and it is. Dylan Topp with the basketball gets it over to Jamison Meyer, who will bring it up the floor. 50 seconds to play. Botkins' lead now is 30, 65-35. Their lead was 7 going into this quarter.
Yeah, it was anybody's game going into the final period.
This was a 37-30 game going into the fourth quarter. And Botkins now leads 65-35 with 30 seconds to play. Trojans playing keep away on a weave.
But that's what's so dangerous about Botkins. They can just explode at any time.
At any time. Botkins' opponent will be Riverside Tuesday night at 7:30. And I tell you what, Riverside's going to have their hands full. Here's a shot blocked and stolen back the other way. And it's Dylan Topp with the near steal. And the ball goes back to Botkins. Good hustle by Dylan Topp. Looked like Newton was going to go away on a breakaway. And good hustle. Cole Steinke comes into the game, and Carson Motter into the game also for Botkins, as Coach Powell is sure to get everybody in the game in this tournament game. 9 seconds to go, 30-point lead Botkins, and the Trojans are going to get it up to the timeline and dribble it out, and that's going to be your final score of the night. The Botkins Trojans leading 37-30 at the end of three, come out and win this thing by 30. 65-35 is your final. Matt and I will return to talk about this game when we come back right after this on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away. Late last year, and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
And welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Gym. I'm Jeff Bray with Matt Zerker. two tournament games in the books tonight. Mississinewa Valley defeats Lehman 38-31. And then in our nightcap, Botkins easily defeats Newton 65-35. Matt, you know, I say Botkins easily defeated Newton, but as I said, and I'll reiterate it again because it's worth repeating, this was a 37-37, just a 7-point game going into the fourth quarter. People are going to look at this final score and say, Botkins destroyed Newton by 30 points. This game was close for three quarters.
Definitely, and after Newton outscored them 16-10 in that third quarter to get within seven, but then Botkins explodes for 28 points here in the fourth quarter to win going away.
We'd like to thank our underwriting sponsors for tonight's game. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors also include Brookins in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dan Eidelman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eidelman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Also, thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply with locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, GOFFENAfurniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Also, thank you to Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John always gives you his best shot. By Reese Myring Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Service Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits by calling Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Also, thank you to Maury's Landing Restaurant on Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Laramie, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna, what you can imagine, we can create. Also, thank you to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. We will keep you moving forward. Also, a big thank you from scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Matt, a couple games here. The first one we'll talk real quickly about. Mississinewa beats Lehman 38-31. The game stayed close the whole game, but you still felt like Mississinewa had the game in control pretty much the whole game.
They were just a step ahead. They were a little more on the ball, on the loose balls, and on the offensive rebounds. And then their short little guard
at 5'3"
just caused all kinds of havoc and frustrated Lehman all night long, and that was the game.
In our second game, Botkins wins it 65-35, but this game was close for three quarters. It was 37-30 going into the fourth quarter. What happened in the fourth quarter?
Well, Jaden Pretty came alive. He scored 14 of his 19 points there in that final period, and as Botkins outscored the Indians 28-5.
Wow. Let's go ahead and run down the scoring, Matt, and then I'll see who you're picking for the second game's Clancy Star of the Game.
Okay, scoring for the Botkins Trojans, Pretty again led the way with 19 points, 14 of those coming in the final period, while Zane Paul added 18 points for Botkins. Tyler Free with 7 points. Jane Wendell with 6 points. Denton Holman with 5 points. Jamison Meyer with that 3-pointer just ahead of the halftime
yep.
buzzer. Carter Plyman with 3 points. And Jacob Plyman with 4 for their total of 65. For the Newton Indians, leading the way was Mitchell Montgomery with 11 points. Andrew Whitaker with 8 points. 3 for Chandler Peters. 4 each for Ethan Cook and Quentin Smith. And Harold Oberon had 5 for their total of 35. The Indians were 7 of 12 from the foul line, while Botkins was a perfect 11 of 11 at the stripe, all those coming in the fourth quarter.
Wow, I tell you what, just like we said, this game was played in two sections. It was a three quarters and then a fourth quarter. Pretty, a spark plug in the fourth quarter. Bakken's with all those threes in the first half. Didn't have to shoot them in the second half. They played the floor game. You nail all those threes, and then you're a perfect 11 for 11 from the line. And the next thing you know, this game goes from a 7-point game to a 30-point victory in eight minutes.
It was so fast. It was so fast to write it down and keep track of it. And like you said, the next thing you know, you look up at the board, and it's 30.
Bakken's next opponent will be Riverside next Tuesday at 7:30 right here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. And I'm sure Riverside was watching, and they know they're going to have their hands full with this quick Bakken Trojan team.
But then again, like Newton did in the regular season meeting, Bakken's and Riverside was close.
Yep.
I want to say it was within a 5-point game.
Yep. So you got to come out and still play the game. So, Matt, who's our Clancy's star of the game in this second game?
I'm going to go with Gene Pretty. With being that spark in those 14 points in the fourth quarter,
sure,
to just put this game away.
Sure, he did.
And then for Newton, we'll go with Mitchell Montgomery with his 11 points.
Mitchell Montgomery with 11, Pretty, the spark plug for the Bakken Trojans. Congratulations to Coach Powell and the Bakken Trojans. What a nice win for them. Our star of the game, always presented to you by Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Gym for a final time tonight. We want to remind you we'll be on the air tomorrow with two more tournament games for you. The Fairlawn Jets and the Covington Buccaneers kick it off. Early start tomorrow, 4 o'clock tip-off, webcast time 3:45. Then there will be a game between, and then we'll be back on the air for the nightcap between the Jackson Center Tigers and the Bradford Railroaders. That game's scheduled to tip off, I believe, at 7 o'clock. So webcast time 3:45 for game one, 6:45 for game two. We'll be covering Fairlawn and Jackson Center tomorrow night, Matt, and we'll see how that goes.
That Fairlawn-Covington game should be a very good game. It was an overtime game at Covington back in January. Ashton Piper hit a short, like, 15-foot jumper in overtime to get the win. And I know it'll be a good game because Fairlawn's been playing very well. They just had a buzzing win over Lormie on Monday night on an Ashton Piper 3. And then any team coached by Carl Ratterman, like Covington is, will be a tough opponent come tournament time.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it, and we hope you're with us tomorrow at 3:45, webcast time for Game 1, Covington and
Fairlawn.
It just slipped my mind just that fast. Be sure to join us where you'll have Fairlawn and Covington for you. 3:45 tomorrow, tip-off at 4 o'clock. Again, tonight, our final scores, Mississinawa beats Lehman 38-31. And in our nightcap, it was 65-35 Bakken's over Newton by 30. You've been listening to High School Basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. For our engineer, Ron Moody, my color commentator and on-site engineer, Matt Zerker, I'm Jeff Bray, saying goodnight, everybody.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.